Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 7th of August. China's export data showed better than expected export performance in July. Exports have been helped by the electrification big three in recent months. That's electric cars, solar panels, and batteries. On China's data, exports to the States are now roughly at the level they were before the pandemic. On US data, they're a lot lower. But there are reasons to suppose that China's data may be a more accurate reflection of the current trading reality. Trade with the rest of the world continues to be fine. German trade data for June also showed stronger exports than expected. And as should be expected with almost any German data release, the previous data was also revised stronger. German exports have been tending to outperform expectations for the past year or more, reflecting the fact that most of the world is now actually trading quite nicely with one another. Markets now await the July employment data from the United States. These numbers represent a pretty wild guess as to what is actually happening in the labour market in the US, such is the inaccuracy of these numbers. Companies simply cannot be bothered to tell the Bureau of Labour Statistics about their payrolls, and structural shifts in the economy raise questions about whether the right companies are being asked in the first place. The rise of small businesses, self-employment and side hustles is one of the complications of the modern labour market. The US labour market is still broadly conforming to the no hire, no fire pattern, it would seem. The critical point from that is that consumers are still willing to reduce their savings rate to finance an ever more expensive standard of living. Associated with that, it seems very unlikely that a wage price spiral is going to emerge. The labour market seems strong enough to sustain spending by keeping fear of unemployment contained, but not so strong that employees feel comfortable demanding higher wages. The question is what the US Federal Reserve then does with this information. Whatever US Federal Reserve Chair Walsh might think, it is generally accepted that it's the anticipation of the Fed's reaction and not the expectations about the path of data that is most likely to move financial markets. Walsh initially received a pretty poor reception in the financial markets, but there are now media reports citing people familiar with Walsh's thinking in an apparent attempt to change communication. This is not the sort of transparency that really helps financial markets behave in a stable manner, but the comments would seem to suggest that the current labour market situation in the United States is consistent with Walsh voting for unchanged policy. Whether Walsh now has the influence to carry the rest of the Fed along with that view is quite a different question. Markets are likely to continue to look to the broader range of comments from other Fed members, and we've got another Fed speaker on the schedule today. Oil prices are higher as markets shift expectations about the prospects for a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. There is no point asking economists to analyse this, as everything is very likely to change in the next 24 hours. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.